All things are necessary for the burial of the mace, for the body can be done. Goizim Soro, Kodesir, Mechapsim Suse, they wash his clothing. Goizim La'on, Mechotzer Shaboy, Hamace, Kadeshanika Shubasar Hamace. If they have to make a coffin, they should do it in the Chotzer of the person who died, so they should be recognized. Well, this is done for Kabuga. Vlahirilam the Sorin, the Vim Kodris, and Eishanam the Sorin, Sinimate Chabayis. If they didn't have any boards to make the coffin, they could take big pieces of wood and cut them down. You should do it in a discreet place. If it's impossible, then you can do it in Fahasi also. If there's a famous person that passed away, then you can make these coffin even the shul, because everybody knows it's for the Levi. But you're not allowed to cut down trees from the forest to make the Aron, because it looks like you're cutting it down for building something. You also don't chop the stones out of the mountain to build the cavern. The Shavuot says if you have an array, you can smooth them out. As far as what we said about cutting down the trees also, if it's impossible otherwise, there's no wood around, and all we could do is by chopping down a tree, then there are those that say it is permitted. And surely one could do it by a goy. In other words, the goy should cut it down. Continues the Chav, Lomokim Sheyudim Ma'ad, Doim Lomokim Mecha, Vakol Yodim Sheyesh Meis Ve'ir, Akol Choshkim Mefulsa. There's a little village and everybody knows each other. So when somebody dies, also everybody's aware of it. It's considered that it's well known. Therefore, you're allowed to make the coffin outside because people know it's for the mace.